Hi, my name is Dr. Patricia Murugami. Welcome to your next best self. I know you might be wondering, who's this Dr. Patricia Murugami? Well, I'm a leadership catalyst, a leadership coach, an educator on matters to do with life, leadership, love, and legacy. And I hope that as you start to listen in and practice some of the leadership insights we'll be sharing here, you'll begin to see your next best self. Welcome back to your next best self podcast with me, Dr. Patricia Murugami. This is the fourth part of our four-part series on dates and marriage for a lifetime. Conversations to be had before you get married and when you're married. Today, we're talking about the final L, legacy. Conversations around legacy. We are going through what is being called an existential crisis for many of us, where you're questioning what is happening to the world with this COVID pandemic that has left and equalized everybody, has left us reeling in shock at the various variants that have come through. Today, I want to very specially take a moment to honor all those who have passed away during this last 2 years because of the COVID pandemic and the heart and the pain that has been left, and also those who are continuing to heal because of the long-term effects of COVID-19. May the souls of those who've passed away rest in peace. Now, I wanted to start like this because legacy is very much about what you will leave behind you. And what you will leave behind you has a very big bearing on how you live your life. You see, the live here, live behind you, is L-E-A-V-E. But how you live is L-I-V-E. Sounds like a tongue twister, right? But it is true that we will die how we live. In other words, we will live the world in the way that we live in the world. And looking back at a number of people who I know closely who have passed on, many times death will come like that unannounced thief and find us in the middle of doing the things that we're meant to be doing, hopefully, or maybe the ones we're not supposed to be doing. So the question is, how do you ensure you live a legacy that is worthwhile? Rather than think about legacy from funds and buildings and property, which I think a lot of people are quickly trying to amass, much to their downfall, in my own opinion. But I want us to talk about who you are becoming and what you're teaching those who are important to you. So when you're dating and when you're preparing for marriage and getting into marriage, it's important to talk about what is legacy to you. Is legacy to you teaching our children faith, educating them? You know, is that the legacy we want to leave with them? Faith and education. And education means education of character, academic education, educating them to know their talents and to use them for the good of others. And faith, which will keep them hopeful and close to God, who is anyway our creator, and we're put on this earth to really serve him and go back to him eventually. So make no mistake, my prayer for all of you who are listening is that we live a long life and we are toothless and learning from each other and sharing a lot of experiences with our families. That's my prayer. But in the meantime, whether you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, what is the legacy you want to leave behind? I think the legacy that you leave behind is how you make people feel about your impact in their lives when you're no longer there. I think it's unfortunate that people talk about people when they're no longer there. One part of legacy that I'm constantly helping our children to develop is tell people what you notice that is good about them when they're there. What's the point of writing long eulogies and programs to tell someone something that they can't hear? Yeah, it's true. We believe in God and we believe that those who've lived a faithful life have proceeded on to heaven. But how about instead of buying that suit late, when the person you're buying it for can't wear it, invest in buying that suit for that father, that uncle, that brother, when they're alive. What is this thing we have, many of us Africans, that we really honor the culture around death? It's true, we want to give a memorable and we want to give a fitting farewell. And I want to honor all those who have tried to do that.
But I want us to flip it. If I'm willing to give that amount of money upon death, why am I not willing to give that amount of money when the person is alive and well at their birthday, when they're unwell, when there's a medical bill before that final moment? Can we just change the way we look at legacy? How about those of us who only start thinking about legacy when we are 90, 80, 90? That's when we realize, oh, I had a family. Where are they? I need to start connecting with them. It's a bit late, not too late, but a bit late. How about we choose to integrate our life, to put time for our work, our family, our self-care, our hobbies, our community work, but to remember that legacy begins with what you do for those who are closest to you. There's no point of having an amazing legacy with people who are 10 degrees away from you when your family wonders who is that they're talking about. So the question here is, what is legacy to each of you? Can you talk about what growing old would look like? What you think about what you will leave behind for each other? Yeah. Talk about a will in one of our up-and-coming newest breakthrough products. We're introducing Rise School with me, Dr. Patricia Murugami, an online circle that is designed for you who wants to reinvent yourself and rise beyond the storms and the fears of your life. And we'll be launching that very soon. The waitlist has opened and we're beginning to see people registering on the waitlist in readiness for the launch of this Rise Circle. Part of the process we'll talk about in the Rise Circle is your legacy. How do you exactly intend to leave your legacy? And so today, when you're talking about dating and marriage, ask yourself, what is the legacy I want to leave for this gentleman I'm dating if he becomes my husband? What is the legacy I want to leave for this young lady if she becomes my wife? The first legacy is how you treat each other. And that says a lot, because even when those final moments come, what you will remember is how this person treated us as a family and how they made us feel and what they taught us. I found that legacy is not so much about stuff, but about giving of yourself. And that's really what marriage is. In sickness and in health, in poverty and in wealth, you know, when times are good and when they are not. And that's why those vows, we say them without even realizing what we're saying, but we live them. It's almost like doing the test before the classwork. And so talk about legacy. Talk about last things. Talk about what you've learned about legacy from your parents, from your mentors. What are the things you value? What are your values? You know, what are the things that truly matter to you? And the only way to see the things that truly matter to you is how you spend your time and energy. And so as you think about legacy, it's an amalgamation of the conversations you've had around life, love, leadership, which all add up to becoming who you become every day, who you're choosing to become, and who you're choosing not to become. I want to encourage you that many, many times we don't realize that every day we are creating our legacy. If you're intentional about it, you will realize that this legacy you're creating is either part and parcel of who you want to become or it's who you don't want to become. If you take the time when you're dating to allow this gentleman who you're dating to give you constructive feedback on how you're showing up, yeah, and to choose not to personalize that feedback and to also give him feedback on how he's showing up, on his habits, then little by little, you're starting to improve each other and helping each other leave a legacy that is worth living. When all is said and done, legacy is not planting trees, but actually doing things that will make first each other and your family, your children, if you're blessed with family, if you're blessed with children, if you're blessed also with your family of origin, what those inner circles feel about you is the true legacy. Even before we go now to outer circles, our clients, our colleagues, the community, the society at large, let it not be reversed that those people think the world of us, but the ones who are close to us feel shortchanged that we didn't get an opportunity to be close to you because you are so busy out there. Legacy is ordering your life. It is choosing your priorities, starting with God, your spouse, children, family, and everyone else after that. Legacy is delaying gratification. It is saying, I will not do this. We will not do this now for something later that matters to both of us. Legacy is choosing to say, how do we intend to live our retirement years, our sunset years? What are some of the investments we are willing to make now so that then we have a bit more of a better life? It requires courage. It requires sacrifice. It requires discipline to actually develop the legacy you were created to leave behind. But remember, the conversations when you're dating, the observations that you make, the research that you're doing when you're dating of this gentleman or of this lady makes a very big difference on the kind of marriage you're likely to have. And because some of us didn't do this research, this is still a great opportunity that I hope this podcast is a conversation starter. Go up to your husband and say, did you listen to this podcast by Dr. Murugami? Let's listen to it. It's just what? A few minutes. Let's listen to it. Then let's talk about, then once you listen to it, don't make it sound like a board meeting. Just ask him, what do you think? What is the legacy you're thinking about? Or what is the thing that you feel is most important for you in this season? And out of these conversations, you can start to really understand each other and help each other become your next best self. I want to wish you the very, very best. I honor you for taking the time to listen to this four-part series around dating and marriage for a lifetime. I want to encourage you that in the event that your relationship is not going as well as you'd like to, there's a lot of help around you. Go to the church that you belong to, listen and hire a relationship coach, a therapist, get good friends who can mentor you. Check your friendships around you. Sometimes the kind of friends we have are the ones who are pushing us to let go of our marriages and our families. That those girls who are telling, hey, by the way, you know, because you're a doctor, you should just pack your bags and go. He doesn't deserve you. No. Check what kind of friends you have, because sometimes they're the ones who are poisoning your ideas around how to build a marriage that lasts a lifetime. If God grants us the lifetime, may each and every moment of the time you have with your chosen spouse be filled with faithfulness, with love, with joy, and even when things are tough, with the courage to overcome those challenges that you have. Without further ado, I wish you the very best. May you become your next best self, and may your marriage continue to evolve as you go along based on the conversations and the actions you take from those conversations. Thank you.